An unintended cut, version 2. I thought I could escape in France. The Pyrenees would guard against the ghosts, and so it seemed. The air was hot, we sweated as we toiled, breaking sun-dried clods of clay to sow the seeds of English grass. Work done, we'd chill with bread and local cheese, a good red wine. Chris, sitting on the chair, says, "Flore, will you give my hair a trim?" I savour all the beauty in my life. I'm drowsy now, replete with wine and food. The snicking scissors glinting in the sun keep time with reggae beat. Flore flashes me her lovely impish smile. "It's time that ponytail was gone," she says. It seems a good idea, I nod. She moves to stand behind the chair. She stretches down to play with my left ear, and pain, it hits me like a fist. For 40 years, Moll cut my hair like this, and now she's gone. I curl up and I cry. Flore, frightened, hugs me. She doesn't comprehend, and nor do I. How can a life of love ambush me in this way? Will it forever be like this, the unintended cuts from loss and grief? And still Bob Marley stirs it up, and the Pyrenees are dancing in the heat.